having known someone for a long time or being related to them is not a sole qualification for team membership. If an individual does not genuinely celebrate you and honor your gifts, beware. You know, why would any of us want to have in our presence, on our team, someone who doesn't know what we do, respect what we do, even invest in what we do? They need to know how to honor the work that we do and even honor and celebrate us. They need to know what we're passionate about, what makes us tick, how we prepare for service and ministry, all of those wonderful things. They need to know what success looks like, and they need to represent us in their attitude, the way that they assist us as well. If we are not careful in selecting individuals to work with us, as excited as they may be, smiling, all the smiles that they bring with them and all of that, that really means much of nothing if we don't understand who they are and what they're bringing to us. Because some people are using our platforms, our successes, as a route to self-recognition for them and their own successes, to make themselves feel important in the presence of other people. So we have to follow even our instincts. I believe that we have instincts about people, but we second guess ourselves, and we really don't want to believe sometimes that people who are close to us or who have been around us for a long time or even have known us for a long time can really not have our back and have our best interests. And we just have to be very careful. You know, what you don't want, and I know what I don't want, is to be misrepresented by the image and the narrative that individuals create for us that really is false. We should never feel obligated to past or current connections, I have to say that, that are limited to the opaque. You and I want like and authentic spirits with us when we rest and even when we serve. We cannot trust others to have our back just because they're family or they're in a shared organization or venture. Every person pursuing a dream, showcasing our entrepreneurial skills, needs to support us the way in which gives God glory, first of all, and is just true to who we are. We need a great support system when we're out here serving and working. We need great collaborators. We need a great network. But guess what? We need to test every spirit, every person, to see whether or not they are from God. And I hear some of you saying, but that's my mother, that's my wife, that's my friend. They automatically love me and mean me no harm. There is only one who sees the heart of every person and knows what that heart harbors when it comes to you and when it comes to me. Our environments to thrive, to flourish, and moments to prosper often hinge on who we insist on taking with us on our journey. Everyone just can't go. And guess what? And I've talked about this before. You and I have to be prepared to sometimes go some places alone. And there are people who don't want to go anywhere alone. If you always have to have someone tagging along with you. Sometimes the Lord just wants himself and us on a journey. Long, short, who knows? But there are times when it's just you and God, me and God. And there's a purpose for that. And we forfeit some wonderful things, nuggets of knowledge, when we don't go it alone. And we should. I know it's a hard pill to swallow, but you have to ask yourself, just how bad do you want your peace, your good success, your joy, and all of those other wonderful things that come from being blessed and highly favored? But with the help of Christ, we can get past those severed ties and attachments that we have to have in order to flourish and to thrive.